Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. On a cold, rainy night in 2014, a battered, bruised, and starving dog was found wandering the streets of Moreno Valley. Believed to have been used as a bait dog, this pup, much to the surprise of his rescuers and veterinarian, beat the odds and not only survived, but also inspired a nonprofit foundation that seeks to end animal abuse. On the line with me to tell us about the Saving Huey Foundation is Annette Holliday. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much, especially for allowing me to talk about my favorite animal rescue. Saving Huey Foundation is mostly an extreme medical case rescue who take in those animals that most would not. With love and patience and the best care possible, the animals are rehabbed and rehomed. However, some do remain family members because moving them a second time and placing them away from their new life could negatively impact them. So Tracy Lystra and her family are the heart and soul of the foundation. I guess they're the legs and the arms, too, because they do pretty much all the work.
Tell us about Huey.
Huey was a stray. You've kind of covered most of that, but Huey was a stray. He wandered onto a property of a friend of a friend. It was Christmas Day in 2014. Tracy was notified, and she drove out there to Moreno Valley, picked him up, took him to a vet hospital. Obviously, they could tell he had been used as a bait dog. His lip was partially torn off, and he was all beat up and starving. It was suggested that he would not make it through the night, but bait dogs are used to entice fighting dogs to be better fighters. We kind of have heard that, but I think what we don't realize is that when they're housed or how they're kept, they're not fed right, they don't have any medical care, and all that can cut a dog's life short. So they assumed he was about 3 years old. So his first 3 years were probably just pure torture, both mentally and physically. But, you know, he did make it through that night. And after they saw Huey get through his injuries and realizing how amazingly forgiving he was and the loyalty that he possessed, even though he had been treated in such a way, the Lystras decided to dedicate their lives to helping the abused.
And how is Huey doing today?
Well, unfortunately, Huey passed in 2017 due to the horrible care that he had received in his first years. I believe it was liver disease, and that is often from being poorly fed and cared for. It was heartbreaking for all of us, as Huey only knew friends, no enemies, but it was especially difficult for Tracy as they had become true soulmates. But his legacy lives on. The foundation moved from Winchester to Oguanga in 2018, and Huey's Second Chance Ranch was developed. And so now it's a place of healing for severely abused and neglected animals, including hand-raised mice, cats, dogs, rabbits, pigs, and goats. I know she'd like to get some horses sometime in the future, but for now, they've got that type of a menagerie.
And how did you get involved?
I became involved when I discovered Huey's Heroes Reading Program at our local animal shelter, Animal Friends of the Valleys in Wildomar. I had just retired, and I wanted to do something with my 4-year-old granddaughter. What an amazing program. The kids read to the animals, they help them to become more adoptable, and the kids practice their reading skills and learn compassion. You know, it's just a win-win. I've seen adoptions happen. I've seen kids who are maybe scared of animals just become lovers of dogs and cats. The readers also receive a $10 gift card to Barnes & Noble after 10 reading sessions as a thank you from a Saving Huey Foundation and to entice them to keep coming back.
And that's one of many programs that Saving Huey is involved in. Tell us about Huey's Ranch.
Well, Huey's Second Chance Ranch is, I think it was 2018 when the family moved from Winchester, and I believe it's almost 3 acres, which allowed them, rather than living in a tract home, it allowed them to have the space to care for the other animals, such as goats and pigs, and they've got quite the crew out there. It allows them to have the space and to bring more animals in and keep those that are not really able to move on, like I said before, because moving them a second time, you know, may not be great for them.
Does the Saving Huey Foundation offer animals for adoption, and why should people choose adoption?
Yes, they do offer adoptions. Tracy does things a little bit different in that she likes to get to know the people. She's very close to her babies, so she likes to get to know the people who are interested in adopting. And so people can go to the website at savinghuey.org, and you can click on the adoptable page, and you can see who's out there now. And then it kind of gives you an idea how to get a hold of Tracy, so you can get to know her and she can get to know you, and that way the adoption process could happen. There's also a link there for the Amazon wish list and other donation information. The reason that people should adopt is because these animals, first off, you're going to save a life, first and foremost. You'll save a life. These animals are oftentimes so much easier than getting a puppy. If you've ever had a puppy, you'll understand. These animals are brimming with love and gratitude, and they want to show you in more ways than you can imagine how much they appreciate what you've done for them. You're going to help fight puppy mills, because even though you can find an ad somewhere that says, come get this great puppy from, you know, it's an adoption or this or that, chances are that dog is being raised in somebody's backyard or, you know, a puppy mill. And your home will thank you, because oftentimes adoptables are a bit more mature and savvy to the ways of living indoors peacefully with less accidents, kind of going back to that whole puppy thing. Another thing, by adopting, you're making room for the rescue or the shelter to be able to help another soul in need.
What do people need to consider before adopting a pet?
Well, first off, you should know whether you have the time to bring this animal and make it a family member. Do you have the time to devote to him? He's going to need attention and playtime and walks, and not just food and grooming and toys and veterinary care. You should know whether or not your new family member is going to fit into your current living arrangement. Are there restrictions to the type of animals or zoning laws? Is the indoor space enough to accommodate? Is there a safe and fenced outdoor area? And, you know, also, do you have any health concerns that you might be allergic or whatever? But you really do have to think about all of those things in order to be fair to the animal as well.
I'm speaking with Annette Holliday of the Saving Huey Foundation. Annette, can you tell us some success stories about Saving Huey alumni who have found their forever homes?
Oh, gosh, yes. Primrose is one that comes to mind right now. And Primrose was, I don't know, attacked by another dog, but her jaw was hanging off. And she was found in Mexico. And the vet there tried to do the repairs to the jaw. It didn't come out wonderfully. But once Primrose arrived here, Tracy got her to a specialist, and her jaw is just as good as new. And now she's living the life of a princess, I think, in Beverly Hills. Another success story is Braveheart. He was another dog from across the border where, unfortunately, someone had put a firecracker in his mouth, taped that, and he was severely deformed. He came over to Huey's Second Chance Ranch, had several surgeries, and he has been on the show, the doctors, several news agencies, either on social media. I mean, he's just very famous, and he looks a little bit different than your normal dog. His tongue hangs out quite a bit, but he's just as happy as could be. He's living not too far. I think he's in Fallbrook with a wonderful family and just doing great.
The Saving Huey Foundation was inspired by a dog who likely did not have a happy start to his life. What are signs of possible dog fighting?
Well, first off, if you see the bait dog, you'll know punctures all over, severely emaciated. They're not fed well. If you're asking about if an area is having dog fights, that would be a accumulation of cars on certain times at nighttime where they might be having a fight going on in like a rural area or whatever. But usually it's pretty obvious to see if the dog has been used as a bait dog.
If someone suspects that dog fighting is taking place, who can they reach out to?
Well, you can always reach out to Saving Huey at savinghuey.org, and Tracy does have a lot of connections. You would always want to call your local animal control, police department, anybody who'll listen, anybody and everybody, because it needs to be stopped as quickly as possible.
Does the Saving Huey Foundation have a need for volunteers?
Yes and no. Yes, they do. In these strange COVID times, you know, we're having to keep our distance, and so it's making things a little strained. At the Huey's Heroes Reading Program at our local shelter, we have a few volunteers that are there that we register the kids, and we actually, the shelter wants us to keep everybody, you know, distanced. And so we walk around and try to make sure that everybody's got their mask on and distancing. So that is an opportunity for volunteering. There will be future volunteer opportunities at the ranch itself. We just can't get a whole lot going right now with the way that our county is due to COVID.
If someone wanted to get involved with the Saving Huey Foundation, either by volunteering, making a donation, or by adopting an animal, what's the best way to get more information?
You should look at the webpage, again, savinghuey.org. You can witness the magic of everything that's going on by following the foundation on social media at facebook.com/savinghuey or Instagram and Twitter using @savinghuey. And again, that's probably the best way to get to know, because Tracy is very transparent, I guess I want to say, in showing the animals and how they're doing and what's going on. And I mean, she's posting videos and pictures all the time, and I'll just tell you right now, you're going to fall in love.
I've been speaking with Annette Holliday of the Saving Huey Foundation. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. And is there anything else you want us to know about Saving Huey?
It's just the best rescue in the world. What can I say? Please follow and check them out online as well.
Thank you so much, Annette.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.